quite a few design bids, and they were and they had these shift robes.
A shift robe?
Yeah, and those kind of that would mirror in it and stuff, you know, and the door had drawers in it, and ordinary way you hang your clothes where the door and mirror was.
Oh,
and it stood pretty high, you know.
There'd be a combination of some drawers
and the door. You put your drawers in it and put your shoes and a whole lot of stuff in the drawer. And I guess that would be a desk bow. And maybe a chair too in it. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
What was that?
Now the kitchen they had, you know, back in this time, they had no electric stove, iron stoves, you know, and they had a few of them had these ice boxes, you know, and little ices. I remember that ice place down near the railroad, they used to live ice all out through the country. People had ice boxes, buy a little ice, and put in, keep an ice box, come through every day, and buy ice, put in, and keep stuff.
I meant to ask you when you were talking about milk, How did they used to keep milk cold?
Yeah, well, they didn't keep it too cold. They put in an ice box, and they didn't have an ice box. It might be under one lady. They just put it in the spring. But they had this well that the jail gun put a rope on and go down the well. You know, it was pretty cool there, and it keeps it cool. They wouldn't say, you know, they couldn't keep it too long. Well, they milked every day, you see. You know, had most of the milk that day. They brought in, they put in a big churn, you know, maybe a 5 gallon crock. And let it sour, and then they'd churn it, you see, make that butter out of the buttermilk. And they kept, probably kept enough to cook with. And they didn't worry too much about keeping it too long, because they're going to get it fresh every morning, every evening, you know.
Did you ever hear the word dairy used as a place where they could keep, say, spring or some underground place to keep milk cold?
Dairy. The only time I've heard of dairy is where, you know, where people got a bunch of cows milking, you know, for most of the year. So. Mm-hmm.
That's the only,
dairy.
Place, like a barn.
Yeah, barn. Mm-hmm. A dairy cattle, yeah, no certain type of cattle. Go to deer cattle and beef cattle. We got several restaurant people around here got deer cattle on.
Suppose, speaking of the bedroom, some extra children came to visit.
Right, they didn't have no bedroom, they just make a pallet on the floor for them.
And what did you, what did they have over the beds to keep warm?
Well, they use quilts. They had quilts. Oh, you know, they had a lot of quilting back in them. That's one thing the Asians done. You know, they made mattresses and they made quilts and they beat at these different houses, set up these. They had quilting frames. Everybody had quilting frames. You know, they like that horse you was talking about. They had that. Had two of them. You know, and they were, and they had a piece would come and ran from each one of them on each side. And then we tied to the horse and stretched that quilt all across there. So the first it sewed, so a lot of times it patches. You could just take one solid piece of cloth, but a whole lot of like different quilting and piece and a whole lot of different quilting, make a big sheet and then it put those two there and pack it with whatever cotton or whatever they're going to do, and then they start quilting and sewing it together.
So the quilts would be used more than blankets.
Quilts, that's right, quilts. They didn't use a whole lot of blankets, quilts. They didn't behave quilts. They didn't get cold.